CBA Mobile.
KO4PXB.
That sounded like you weren't really sure about that.
Yeah, I was. I was moving the, changing the mic back around.
Oh, man, I'm just messing with you. Well, I'm on my way to the DX meeting at Mythos. Get out here with all the other crazy people.
That's definitely a good thing to do when I get more time in the end of the day. So I'll start venturing out more and doing stuff, but you know, just right now, definitely so busy that I don't have time for anything.
Well, there's a saying, well, it really doesn't apply to that, but it applies more to your money or the lack thereof. It says, the saying goes, I'm so poor I can't pay attention.
Yeah, that is definitely true. It just mainly said when I get home, like I said, I'm studying for my general test and still studying up on that and then take. But even though I put in an 8-hour work day, there's stuff that I have to do overnight that I can do on servers when no one's there so I can restart them.
Well, if you want to look me up on QRZ, I'll send me an email. I'll tell you how to pass the tech or general test with flying colors.
Yep, I'll definitely do that. Like I said, right now I'm going on the AARL site and doing their practice test for the general, and I did the 8 or 9 weeks online with Gary, so that was definitely a good thing. So yeah, I'm pretty much on the practice test that I'm taking now. I normally only miss like 5 out of the 35.
I didn't realize you've already taken the class. Well, that's good. I mean, you should be able to pass it. How many questions do they allow you to miss? I can't do the math on 35.
You said it's either 9 or 11 questions that you can miss.
If you're missing 5, then you're there. So, but you know, it doesn't hurt to keep studying and have a little cushion. And but anyway, yeah, I'm, I took the general class. I mean, the extra class with back. This is back when they were actually having the physically holding the class in over there in Greer, and then I was watching the what's that guy's name? Anyway, there's another guy that does the extra class that they on YouTube that they suggested watching his videos. So I watched his too, and I still didn't get it. So it's just I don't know. I'm either too old or too something. But I just need to knuckle down and study harder. And yeah, I'm gonna have to. I've got the new book, so I'm gonna have to reread everything. But anyway.
Yep. So at some point in time when I sit down and be able to look at doing the extra, definitely want to get familiar with the, in a general aspect of it first, and then get familiar with doing stuff in there, and then get the extra. And the way it looks, the I think I found out the place for my ham shack is in my, the formal dining room, because it's actually connected to the living room, but it's just, there's a breezeway that goes through there, so that way I can sit in there. And also have the antenna that's going to be in the back of the house, so that way it'll come in through the window and it won't bother my wife while she's watching TV.
Do that, and it reminds me of a guy, when you mentioned television, he was, I don't think he was on HF. I think back then, they had what they call a Tech Plus. I think that's what he was. And, so he was just on like 2 meters, and the guy next door was complaining that it was interfering with his television, you know, and he was trying to explain that, you know, none of the frequencies that he was receiving video or audio on or anywhere around 2 meters. But so the guy didn't believe him, so he took his walkie-talkie over there and held it behind the TV and keyed it up, and guess what happened?
Would guess absolutely nothing.
Something in the TV. It might have just been a fuse. Who knows? But his TV just went out. Gone. And, it's, you know. I laughed. Because that guy had really given him a lot of grief before he did that.
Yeah, that is something that's kind of odd on why that happened. Must have held it in over that magic X.
More than 5 watts, but evidently you just don't want to hold it that close to a TV for whatever reason. And, you know, heck, I don't know. This has been years. This is back in the 80s, so. In fact, the gentleman I'm talking about is a silent key, and his name was Sam. I can't remember his call, but he was a great guy. He really was, and I always enjoyed talking with him. I went over to his house a couple of times.
Yep. It is always good to have friends like that to wear it. Get out for the socialization of it.
He was the first person I ever saw that had the program where you could send and receive Morse code on your computer and just, you know, type it in, and then when it received it, the words would just come up on the screen. You'd see and understand it. You know, it would translate it into words for you, and then you just typed your message, your reply on the keyboard, and it transmitted it as code. So I'd never seen that before. So and he was the first person I'd ever seen that had that program. I didn't even know it existed.
Yeah, I bet that was pretty cool to see.
Where are you right now? I talked to my wife a minute ago, and she was on Haywood Road, and she was complaining about the traffic. She said it was awful. She says now she remembers why she hated driving home from work.
And Pelham at 14, right there on the far side of the Sphinx.
And how far do you have to go?
Got about another 25 minutes. I got 10 minutes to go from, I can probably about sitting at this light for another 5 minutes, and I got 10 minutes to the daycare and then another 10 minutes home.
Okay. out. You had to go by the daycare. All right, well, I'm at Methos, so I'm going to dig out my badge here and put it on and go on inside, and I'm sure there's some guys here already, and we usually start gathering about 5:30 and place our order for the food around 6 or a little before. But anyway, be careful, and have a good evening, and we'll talk to you later. I'll stick around for your final 73s, KP4CBA.
Please be careful. I'm not sure. I'll just make this quick because I know you had to go. I'm not sure if I'll wait till the 12th next month to actually do an in-class test or just find somewhere to do the online to go ahead and get the general part done. That is definitely the end. Please be careful.